Hi, this is David Soper from Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are live from our social scene here in Framingham, MTP Software. My guest today is Karen Fabian from Bare Bones Yoga. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. We're excited to have you.
Yeah.
Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about how you got started in yoga? And what makes your company so different? Because we all hear about hot yoga, we hear about this yoga, that yoga, but it's quite the thing now, and it's really been hot since the turn of the century. And tell us a little bit about how you started your business.
Sure. Well, my company, as you said, is Bare Bones Yoga. I am the founder, and I am focused primarily on presenting the anatomical features and background of yoga. So my teaching style is very focused on giving people kind of functional information about their bodies as they're moving through the postures. And I really feel in today's world, it's important to share with people how the shape of their body can literally affect how they feel, both physically and even emotionally as well. So much of what we do these days is hunch at our desks, hunch over our phones. And many of the just kind of postural habits we have, don't leave us feeling a bit kind of bunched up and uncomfortable and tight. And then oftentimes, too, what many people do for fitness, whether it's running or cycling, creates some tight muscles as well. And so many of the people that come to my classes, I don't own a studio. I teach in a number of different studios. I also create online courses for yoga teachers about the anatomy of yoga. And I have written two books. One is on the business of yoga, and one is on the anatomy of yoga, which is actually a free ebook on Amazon. And in my classes, my students really, they know they want to do yoga, and they feel a bit kind of out of sorts in their body, but they're not really sure how to approach changing things. And, you know, you can teach from the postures, which obviously is what yoga is, but I like to share anatomical information about the body is structured.
Could you explain what you mean by anatomic?
Yeah,
you mentioned
sure.
that a couple times now, and I mean, all I can think of is, you know, anatomically correct.
Right.
You know, so explain to that, and when you're talking about yoga and you're talking about anatomic.
Right.
How does that connect? Rather than just like the straight definition, talk to us about how that would be explained to the student or, you know, to another instructor.
Sure.
Because that's a foreign concept to me in yoga. I've never
sure.
heard of it.
Sure. Yeah. So when you teach yoga, you can focus on a number of different things. You can focus on spirit. You can focus on breath. You can focus on foundation. I choose to focus on anatomy. So anatomy from a kind of medical standpoint is the structure and function of the body. That's one way to look at it. So I look at teaching yoga as a way to give people information about bones and muscles.
Okay.
Let's kind of boil it down to that. And I always like to give them transferable information to their life, because my feeling is even if they're coming to class every day, there's all those other hours of the day when they could be hunching over their desks, feeling not so hot, and wondering, how is it that I feel so great? Many people feel this way when I leave yoga class, but here I am 4 hours into the workday, and I have absolutely no idea what I could do to feel better. So oftentimes when I'm in class, I speak to, let's just say, shoulder anatomy. So I might have them in a particular posture and might call out the fact that their shoulders are a bit more relaxed down the back. And in the process of teaching that shape, that posture, might speak to how they could do this particular shape while they're at their desks at work. So, for instance, we can actually do something here. I know people can, you know, kind of follow along. If you take your arms and you bring them behind your back and you interlace your fingers, and then you focus on drawing the shoulder blades closer together, what that actually does, and most people can kind of feel this immediately, is it opens the front of the shoulders. So you can kind of consider this particular action as the opposite of hunching.
Okay.
But even though you might take that action in a yoga class, without making that, well, without two things, talking about anatomically what's happening and the impact on the body of that shape, as well as talking about how that can be helpful in someone's day. Those two things are pieces that I like to bring into class.
So you're looking at in working with people in a behavioral shift to get them to, for their bodies to respond better, you're teaching them new behaviors.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about a lot of the health-related issues we have, they're oftentimes connected to unhealthy habits that we have.
Right.
And while people may have great intentions around changing habits, they're often unsure how to do that. And a very common feeling for many people is they wake up in the morning and they feel like not so great. Their lower back hurts.
Right.
Or they bend down to feed the dog and grab the dog bowl and they're like, oh, my hamstrings are killing me. And yet they're doing things possibly, maybe they're going to the gym, maybe they're going to yoga class, but they're still confused as to why don't I feel so great. So I like to bring in just this, I almost want to say kind of academic information about, talk about, where do your hamstrings start? They start on your sitting bones. Well, what's your sitting bones? You know, there's so many phrases that yoga teachers throw out in class without any real useful information. They're just kind of thrown out there, parts of the body. And many people don't know. Many people get this kind of information from these little snippets they see on Facebook. Don't do this. Don't do that. Sitting is the new whatever, you know? And so I like to bring in the real basic functional information about the body in the context of what they're doing, and then make that transfer to how these kinds of shapes and different actions can be helpful in their life. Because let's face it, if they feel great in yoga class, but they feel crappy when they wake up in the morning, then what's the point? There is no point. So many times along that line, I might start out class with people on their back. I may take them through three or four different actions. And before we move into like a downward type dog shape, I might say, those five things we just did, those would be great things to do if you wake up in the morning and your back hurts.
Okay. So, Karen, tell me how you got into this type of yoga. This is like a particular lane.
Yes, it is a particular lane.
It is a very, very medical, almost physical therapy-like area.
So tell us
how you got started and why.
Yeah. I started out in a physical therapy program at Boston University. Okay. I thought I wanted to be a physical therapist. And on some level, I would love to do that. But my path kind of took me into rehab counseling after a few years in pre-med courses and studying to be a physical therapy, undergrad. I ended up feeling like I wanted to work with kind of the whole person, both mind, body.
Right.
So I got my degree in rehab counseling. And I worked for a while as a clinical social worker in a rehab setting. And then worked in vocational counseling. And then I got into a very long career in corporate healthcare. And so
what was that corporate healthcare?
Yeah,
like?
So I worked for healthcare consulting firms. And I worked for a large insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And then I worked in a variety of software firms where our focus was on medical costs, both on the healthcare side and the disability side.
Okay.
So I have a long corporate career, as well as began my career in the clinical setting. And so when I started practicing yoga in 1999 and was exposed to a teacher of yoga, I thought, wow, this is really a great blend of both my academic background in healthcare, my physical therapy love, the work I did in rehab settings. And so when I began to train as a yoga teacher, I knew very quickly this was a wonderful blend of all these things I had in my background and something I really wanted to do as a career.
Great. So if somebody wants to find you, how do they find you? And how do they tell us about the booking process?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed you're actually selling classes online. How does that work?
Yeah. So my website is barebonesyoga.com. And that's really the hub for anyone who wants to find me, connect with me, find out where I'm teaching, find out where I'm doing a retreat, buy my books, buy my online courses. I teach in person here in Boston in a number of different studios. So that's one avenue that people can use if they are local listening to this and they want to come to class. I have a very active YouTube channel where I do have classes online. I also have a number of really short sequences online because, let's face it, a lot of times people don't have an hour.
Right.
They have 10 minutes or they have a particular issue. They want to learn a pose or they want to work out something in their body from a muscular standpoint. So I have a lot of things like that. I also teach anatomy to yoga teachers. And I do that through my online courses. So on my website, I have 3 online courses, and they all focus on different aspects of yoga anatomy. And the real differentiator that I offer in my online courses is I don't give everybody everything in the kitchen sink.
Right.
Anatomy is such a broad topic. Anatomy for yoga teachers is such a broad topic. I love to be able to drill down to different areas within that broader context and provide courses that focus on different things. So I have a course on hip flexors. I have a course on moving from high to low push-up, which is an action you do a lot in typical kind of power yoga type classes, but it's wrought with lots of potential pitfalls from an anatomical standpoint, and people oftentimes do it and they have no idea what the heck they're doing. And if teachers don't understand the anatomy behind those actions, they can be kind of going into class and just throwing people through these movements with very little understanding of how to help them. Mm-hmm. And then I have another course that's about hips, shoulders, and back bends. So just real functional things that we do a lot that teachers often feel like, I don't really know how to teach this stuff. I'm watching people in class. They don't look comfortable. I don't really get what's going on under the skin. I took my teacher training and there was maybe, 15 hours or so of anatomy, but I didn't really get it. I'm so overwhelmed. I want to be more helpful, but I don't know how.
Right.
And let's face it, people, they like the meditative aspect. They like all the other aspects. But the basic place to start from is feeling comfortable in their body, not just in class, but everywhere. And so I very, very strongly feel that when you come at this practice from kind of that functional anatomical standpoint, you really give people information that they can use both on and off the mat.
Great. Karen, could you tell us the website again?
Sure. It's barebonesyoga.com.
Great. I'm with Karen Fabian today. We're broadcasting live from Social Scene here in Framingham. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. David Soper filling in for Jeffrey Davis. We'll be back after these messages.